gentlemen, and welcome to Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 11th, 2011. Thank you for being here. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise.
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We seek your forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. We ask all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the Pledge to our flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty,
and justice for all.
All right, before going to human resources, we'll begin with purchasing items. Item A is to rescind an award of an IFB for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for inmate step-in tennis shoes to Bob Barker due to poor product quality. Item B is to re-award the IFB for that inmate clothing to Robinson Textiles in the amount of $3.88 per pair of step-in tennis shoes. Item C is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152 (3) for broken or obsolete items. And item D is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the Local Government Code 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Inc. The auction scheduled for Saturday, May 7th at 9 a.m. We have a motion on those
items.
Motion
to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It passes unanimously. And I just mentioned that Commissioner Senegal is out today because his wife is having surgery, and so all our thoughts go with him. Next, we'll move on to human resources. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the 2010 Employee Excellence Award winner. And item B by addendum is to have the presentation of the 2010 Employee Excellence Award. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It passes unanimously. And now I'll turn it over to Mr. Erickson, head of Human Resources.
And Commissioners, we certainly appreciate that. First, I want to say thank you to Charmaine in my office. Despite her superhuman efforts, this was the earliest we could get this award scheduled this year due to conflicting schedules and getting the judges together. Everybody was real busy and a lot of stuff going on in Austin, trying to get people here. So I certainly appreciate all her efforts in putting this award together. I'd also like to thank our judges that we had this year. We had 13 nominations, and this award is to me so significant because all of it is done by our employees. The people who are nominated are nominated by their peers, by their coworkers, and the people that do the judging are people who have shown themselves to be of great integrity and good judgment, and they act to serve as judges each year. So I want to recognize them. The judges for this year were Rebecca Reynolds. If you're here, you can stand up. Donna Wheeler, Margaret Weitzel, Glenn Permenter, and Greg Mouton. I would like to thank them for serving as judges. Now on to the fun stuff. Our second finalist, and they narrow it down to three people. We have two finalists and a winner. And our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and certificate is Hillary Guest. Hillary is our Veterans County Service Officer. He's been here for 9 years. And his nomination said that he exhibits professional and positive attitude, a very courteous individual who exhibits dedication, willingness to help others, and adherence to the finest work standards. Noted that he does whatever it takes to help out the veterans and the families of veterans in this county. Hillary's character and commitment to his profession set a great example for us all. So congratulations.
Thank you.
The first finalist and a winner of a $350 award and obviously a certificate is Ed Cockrell. Ed? Ed's the juvenile casework manager out at juvenile probation. He's been in the county for 21 years. Again, some of the things from his nomination form included an exceptional work ethic, attention to detail, and again, a high degree of professionalism. Outstanding in many areas, invests every bit of his energy in taking care of the situations out there at the juvenile department. He's dependable, patient demeanor, and the ability to really handle all the situations that arise in that environment. He's got a great passion for his job, a willingness to lend a helping hand in any situation, and a driven spirit. So, Ed, congratulations. Okay, finally, our winner of the 2010 Employee Excellence Award receives a $700 award. Their name goes on a plaque that's displayed permanently at the county clerk's office or around the county clerk's office, and they get a certificate. This goes to an employee who's dedicated 30 years of service to Jefferson County. Our 2010 Employee Excellence Award winner is Susie James. We've been doing this for a number of years now. It's been very successful for us. Susie, as I said, has been here for 30 years, and it's really great to note what went on here. Again, she was nominated by the employees of the county. She demonstrates dignity, grace under pressure, professionalism, dedication, loyalty, strong at work ethic. If that's not enough, says she goes the extra mile to ensure efficiency. She was appointed interim tax collector for 6 months and did that job in a fantastic manner, provided objective, thoughtful guidance to staff and department operations in that interim. And then she has helped, obviously, Shane Howard transition and do his job. I think it made his job a lot easier, and he'd probably be the first to tell you that. Her love and dedication to her work and staff is unparalleled. Her character, positive attitude, willingness to help others, and commitment to her profession set a great example for us all. Congratulations to you. And with that, Judge, if y'all want to go ahead and read the resolution, that'd be fantastic. And immediately following that, I would advocate those of you who can to leave. I'm sure the punch and cake is going to be a lot better than the rest of Commissioner's Court. That's just my opinion, though, Judge.
Mr. Derrick, you're not excused. I'm
doing the naturally slim thing anyway, Commissioner. So.
All right, a resolution of the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court on April 11, 2011. Whereas the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, and whereas Susie James, Chief Deputy Tax Assessor for the Tax Assessor Collector Office, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of personal integrity, workplace professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication to public service. And whereas these qualities are shown by her 30 years of dedication to Jefferson County and her overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she comes in contact. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2010 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Susie James and praises her for her dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. I want to congratulate you, Susie, and Hillary, all of you who were finalists, Ed. Y'all are certainly a credit to Jefferson County and to your respective departments. You are not the stereotypical government worker that we hear about in the media. You know, y'all go above and beyond the duty, and we just appreciate all you do and the commitment you bring to your job. Thank you so very much. Anybody else have anything?
I would just like to go on record as saying thanks to all three of our finalists, but also the other 10 who were nominated. Your turn may be coming, so don't give up. You know, keep on doing a good job. Hopefully your superiors will recognize you and submit your name at the future time. But I do want to say, Susie, Ed, and Hillary, thank you for being selected as the finalists in front of the year. That's a really great accomplishment to be nominated by your peers and then by also being actually given the recognition by the judges. And thanks to the judges and the HR department for keeping this program going. It's a great opportunity to recognize our employees. They don't get a near enough recognition, so this is one small way that we can let them know how much they are appreciated. So thanks to all of you here present today.
I just echo Commissioner Arnold's comments. Just thank you for your service and the good example that you set for all of us. I appreciate it.
And I will echo the same thing because if anyone doesn't know it, the staff of the county is what make the county operation what it is. And it's a perfect example of hard work and what I call stick-to-itness. Susie's been here for 30 years. That means something, and it means a lot to the public that they serve. It means a lot to this court. So thank you for your due diligence and continue the great work.
Thank you. All righty. For any of you who, like Carrie, are extremely anxious to get to the cake, you may do so at this time, but you're also welcome to stay and listen to the rest of the agenda if you wish. Okay. What about F? Okay, items A, F, and G under County Commissioners will be tabled. Thankfully, we're getting a little bit of rain. We had some initial interest from some of the volunteer fire department chiefs in the burn ban because things have gotten extremely dry because of the wind and so forth. But we're going to table that until next week, along with items F and G. Under County Commissioners, item B is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract, DRS 010219. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation to proclaim the week of April 10th through 16th as Crime Victims' Rights Week in Jefferson County, Texas. And we'll have Ms. Cravers come up and speak about that. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the 2011 loan agreement SDA 0300 with the National Museum of the United States Air Force for an exhibit at Veterans Park. Item E is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations. Item H is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Ronnie Bono to the Jefferson County Tourism Commission to replace Debbie Ply. Is Mr. Bono here today? There you are. And item I is to hear a presentation relating to the effect of state budget cuts on local Texas Youth Commission facilities, and we'll hear from representatives of TYC here in just a minute. Do I have a motion on these items? Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Ms. Cravers, would you like to come up? And Commissioner, would you like to read that resolution? Proclamation.
This is a proclamation by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court dated today, April the 11th, 2011, regarding the Crime Victims' Rights Week. Whereas 20 million Americans are victims of crime each year that affects families, friends, and communities. And whereas crime exacts an emotional, physical, psychological, and financial toll on the victims as they have lost loved ones and has the potential to irrevocably change the course of their lives forever. And whereas more than 30 years of progress for crime victims has been made by brave victims who overcome shame, isolation, and indifference to gain a voice, rights, and respect. And whereas we applaud the progress of our nation had made in recognizing crime's impacts on victims and celebrate the determination that has brought rights and resources for victims and has changed the course of history. And whereas victim assistance programs across the country are reaching more victims and criminal justice officials are honoring victims' rights more consistently, public understanding of victims' rights remains minimal and our nation's victim service systems remains fragmented, underfunded, and uncoordinated. And whereas more work remains to be done to address the mental health impact of crime and to meet the needs of victims of nonviolent crime, victims of terrorism, and others underserved victims, and whereas our history teaches us that by working together, we can help victims and crime reshape their destinies and ensure that they receive the support they need, the respect they deserve, and the right they have earned. And whereas National Crime Victims' Rights Week, April 10th through the 16th, 2011, provides an opportunity for us to reshape the future for victims by honoring the past and reflecting on the hard-won victories and to recommit to working together to insist on better treatment for victims to help them overcome the hard caused by crime. And whereas Jefferson County Crime Victims Coalition is joining forces with victim service programs, criminal justice officials, and concerned citizens throughout Jefferson County and America to raise awareness of victims' rights and observe National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of April 10th through 16, 2011 as Crime Victims Week in the Jefferson County, and we reaffirm Jefferson County's commitment to respect and enforce victims' rights and address their needs now and throughout the year. Additionally, we express our appreciation for those victims and crime supervisors who have turned personal tragedy into a motivating force to improve our response to victims of crime and build a more just community. Signed this day by yours, Honorable Judge Jeff Brannick, County Judge, Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Commissioner Michael Senegal, Commissioner Brent Weaver, and Commissioner Bo Everett Alfred.
Well, thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. I'm Misty Craver, and I'm with the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center. I'm here representing the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime. We have other representatives here from other agencies who are on the coalition, if y'all don't mind standing up for me. That's all I'll let you.
Thank y'all for being here.
National Crime Victims Rights Week is the 10th through the 16th. Our theme this year is reshaping the future, honoring the past. All of you, I put an invitation up there for our 21st annual candlelight vigil, and it's on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Our candlelight vigil is always heavy on honoring the past. That's the main focus of our vigil. It seems like every year is about ensuring that victims are able to honor their family members who are victims as a result of crime, or, you know, homicide victims, survivors of crime, just anything. I mean, we try to come together and honor those victims, a time of remembrance. This always serves as one of those. I love the focus this year on reshaping the future, on ensuring that, you know, not only that we're able to remember that and have a time of remembrance for those victims of crime and their families in our area, but also that we're able to ensure that victims are receiving the services that they need to reshape that future, that we're holding defendants accountable in Jefferson County, and that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what, and when it says, you know, appreciating the efforts of the county and reaffirming, you know, what we're doing, that's what this is about. I mean, the county has always been so supportive of everything all of these agencies have done. And, you know, this is also about, you know, showing that and showing that appreciation. So, anyway, that's it. We appreciate it. Any of you who can attend on Thursday, you know, it's a lot of fellowship and a lot of agencies being able to get together, put their heads together, and, you know, maybe come up with some new ideas as well. So, thank you for your continued support.
Thank you. And thank all of you for working so tirelessly about this time. We appreciate the work you put in. Dr. Parker, is there anything that you want to say about the hotel occupancy tax allocation?
I'm willing to answer any questions that you have, but I want to welcome our new member and thank Mr. Weaver for appointing him. We're looking forward to working with him.
Yes, Judge, I wanted to recognize Ronnie Bono. If you would, Ronnie, could you stand up, please? Ronnie is with the Groves Chamber of Commerce, and he'll be representing us on the committee, and we're glad to have you, and thank you for your willingness to serve.
And, of course, I'm glad to answer any question that you might have about the appropriation.
Dr. Parker, there was one allocation to SMG Fort Park for some tables and things.
Right.
I would just encourage, and John and I have already had the conversation, so just to let y'all know, we've asked him to go through our purchasing department to verify that that acquisition is done at the very best and most competitive bid price.
Thank you. Those are similar questions that we asked. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Clark.
Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Gail Shooks in the audience, and she also serves on the committee. Thank you, Gail.
All right, next we had,
Commissioner, you're correct, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Auditor and Mr. Attorney can correct me. It has been already come through this court that everything happens out of court for need to come through that purchasing process. If I'm not mistaken, so from now on, we'll make sure that that's how it's being done.
All righty. Next, I'd seen him earlier. We had some representatives from TYC that is coming. Please, y'all can come up and introduce yourself on the record, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Bruce Bishop. I'm the superintendent at Al Price State Juvenile Correctional
Facility. Pleasure to have you here today, sir.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brandt.
And just as the reason that they're here today is because of budget cuts at the state level. There's proposed closures of several of the TYC facilities in the state. We're fortunate in that we have one of the newer facilities here locally. It is every employer is a major employer, but they're a major employer here. And there's going to be an extremely important meeting that is going to take place here at the Jefferson County Courthouse at the Jury and Family Room on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
It's going to relate to whether or not this one is under consideration for closure. And so I'd like to hear more about it, please.
Again, thank you, Judge Brennick, and thank you, County Commissioners. And I think you really said the gist of it, and that is that the Texas Youth Commission has been told that they have to cut $80 million from their budget. And in order to meet that, they have to close three secure facilities. As a result of that, Al Price State Juvenile Correctional Facility, that's been around for 16 years, as you all know, faces the possibility of being closed. We have approximately 270 employees. 95% of them work, live in Jefferson County. They do a tremendous job. We have volunteers who volunteer at the facility, who work in the community, and they give, I think the latest figures that we have, volunteer hours that amount to about $250,000 a year. We have a grant foster grandparents program. We have a lot of community support in the program supporting the success of this facility. And what we'd like to do is we'd just like to make you aware of that. We'd like to extend an invitation to whoever can to come to that meeting on the 19th, this Saturday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Sherry Townsend, the executive commissioner, will be there with one of the TYC executive board members. And they want to hear from the community. They want to know what the impact is going to be to Jefferson County if Al Price Juvenile State Correctional Facility closes. And we'd like to, obviously the staff is going to be there, but all the folks who have had a role in the success of Al Price, we're looking for them to come. We're asking for them to support us and come on out and let the commissioners understand the importance of keeping us open.
I have a brief question. I know you said approximately 200 and X number of employees. Approximately how much in payroll a year is that, do you know?
I'm so sorry, I don't know that. I can get that to you, Commissioner.
Appreciate it.
Isn't it true, though, as far as the population in that facility, do they not want, because of the age of the children, don't they try to keep them close to where their parents or guardians reside? Is that not the policy?
That is the goal of TYC, to do that. And we service, in terms of the youth that are there, I'd say approximately 20% of those youth are from the Jefferson County and surrounding areas. A good portion of them are from the Houston area as well. Okay. And one of the things I would say for the youth that from Jefferson County, if Al Price closes, then parents who come and support are going to find themselves having to probably the next closest facility would be, assuming they don't close, would be Giddings, which would be, we're talking about probably a three and a half hour drive, or Crockett. And so that's going to be impacted. And obviously parental involvement in the change process for these young men that we serve, it's important.
How many bed facilities do you have, and what's your current population?
Our current population is 140. I believe it's 140. We have the capacity, and this is one thing that we want to be clear that if they close another facility, our capacity would increase. We have the ability to go up to 250.
Are any of the other facilities at capacity that are being considered?
No, sir. To my knowledge, they're not. One of the things, and this is one of the reasons why the legislature has said there is a drastic, I don't know if drastic is the correct word, but there is a decline in youth coming into or being committed to the Texas Youth Commission. And I pray that that's a good sign, you know, nationwide, that our young people are finding better ways and better choices rather than ending up in facilities like this. But the fact of the matter is that we do serve some young men that have some significant challenges, and that need is not going to go away, regardless of the decline in TYC census.
Attributes that we have in our favor. Attributes that we have in our favor of location compared to others. Do we have anything going for us?
Do we have any
any positive attributes for our campus compared to others that's being closed? For example, you said 20% from here, 80% from surrounding areas. Does that include Houston area?
Yes. Okay. That includes Houston area as well.
Approximately 65% of our kids are from Harris County, and so that would be a significant thing, because we are able to work with those youth. We have a wonderful family liaison who should be up here with us today, but she's not hiding over there. She works with the families and helps to get them here. We have parents that don't have transportation. They get on a bus. Our staff go pick them up at the bus station. So we've really worked hard with the families trying to get them there. Family activities, workshops, family days, different things that go on. And again, getting them into the facility. I think we have one of the better family programs in the state. We also have a new program through the family program called No More Victims. And that's headed up by Marilyn Dendrell. She's out of Harris County. She is an ex-probation officer who founded this organization, No More Victims, that works with youth who have incarcerated parents, break the cycle. But she's working not only with our youth who have incarcerated parents, but also our youth who have children themselves. And that is definitely just the program that we have newly established at our facility. We were second last year, fiscal year 2010, in the state for volunteer service hours. Our volunteers put in over 11,000 hours of time. And so that's behind Gainesville State School, which is the closest that we follow. So we have really had a significant program going forward through volunteer services and family services.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much for being here. I plan on being there Saturday morning, and hopefully we're going to be able to keep our facility locally.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the work you do. And I have to remember to talk to the superintendent for the contractor and ask him to stay away from that room on Monday from 1:30 to 2. Okay, moving on, under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Dispute Resolution Center for mediation training held at the University of Texas Center for Public Policy Dispute Resolution in Austin on June 6th through 10th, 2011, in the amount of $2,100. Item B is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending January 31st, 2011. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending February 28, 2011. Item D is to receive and file financial statements for the Texas Juvenile Probation Commission grant funds for the year ended August 31, 2010. Item E is to receive and file special purpose financial statements for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Community Justice Assistance Division funds for the period ending August 31, 2010. And item F is a payment of regular county bills, check numbers 351668 through 351987. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve expenditures from the County Clerk Records Management Account in the amount of $153,892.48 for a technology refresh project to replace obsolete hardware, including computers and scanners, migrate software to new workstations, and to add additional server storage capacity. And item B is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file statement of work with Manitron, the County Clerk's current imaging vendor for the technology refresh project. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Moving on to the County Treasurer. Item A is to receive and file investment schedule for March 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county fund. Have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve renewal of mosquito control liability insurance with Nason Associates Incorporated, effective April 24, 2011, at a flat annual renewal premium of $15,750. Have a motion on that item? Second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is passed unanimously. And lastly, under the Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Have a motion on that item?
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item passes unanimously, and now Commissioner Weaver, if you'd like to read the proclamation.
Thank you, Judge. Proclamation, Jefferson County Commissioners Court, National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. Whereas the mission of the Sheriff's Office is to provide quality service and protection to the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and integrity. And whereas the professional public safety telecommunicator is the vital link between the Sheriff's Office and the citizen or victim. And whereas each telecommunicator has exhibited compassion, understanding, professionalism during the performance of his or her job in the past year. And whereas the safety of our deputies and firefighters is dependent upon the quality and accuracy of information obtained from citizens who telephone the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Communications Division. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim the week of April 10th through April 16th, 2011 as National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to join the Sheriff's Office in making the community aware of the many fine employees within the Sheriff's Office who work tirelessly each day to provide protection and support to Jefferson County citizens. Sheriff?
I just want to just say thank y'all for recognizing our telecommunicators, our 911 operators. I don't have any of them here with me today. They're manning the radios right now and the telephones, but they are, as you well know, a lifeline that connects my deputies out on patrol to the dispatch office and connects the citizens that call in to us, and we couldn't function without them, not only for our law enforcement, but for the EMS service and also the fire service out there. They do a tremendous job for us, and they don't get a whole lot of recognition from time to time, but they're manning that office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and do a wonderful service for all of us. So I appreciate you recognizing them and when you see them telephone.
I just echo what Sheriff says, that, you know, they're in a room basically with no windows and they're not visible to the public, but they have an awesome responsibility in their connection and communication with our patrol deputies and other law enforcement officials in the county. So thank you for the job they do.
Patrick.
Sir.
I received the email from Commissioner Arnold earlier, and looking at some of the things that's being cut on the House side, we probably need to start looking at it real close, because I concur with him from what I'm hearing out of Austin on the Senate side. They may find money, may not. We are pretty much, if they find something that's good for us, but right now, we're looking at some bleak things that may occur that hurt the counties. The after effect, as I call it.
I think that the judge and Fred have worked on this, and we'll kind of keep it updated because there's a few changes. But I think the bulk of what the judge has shared with y'all is looks like the mental side is going to affect, have a domino effect, and where it looks like it's headed to is to fill up the jail.
Yeah, that's one of the major things we can see.
And that's a problem.
Just make a comment on that. Sheriff, was that about a month ago? We had a meeting out at the jail. The sheriff's ahead of the curve on some of this. Fred Jackson was in that meeting. Trying to stay ahead of the curve on that, what impact it'll have, Elson, and try to think of some innovative ways that we can address this. So.
Yeah, that's one of the difficulties that we have right now. Is if mental health funding is cut, and I certainly don't envy the job that the legislature has to do this session in an attempt to come up with a balanced budget. It's an extremely difficult process. What the problem I do have is that the state is constitutionally prohibited from levying a property tax, but they do it indirectly all the time whenever they force expenses that belong at the state level down on local governments. And so it's just an indirect allocation of a property tax. And it's sometimes easier for them to be able to say up in Austin that they didn't raise taxes when they didn't at the state level, but they in effect did at the local level by forcing local taxpayers to pay for state services. What Commissioner Weaver is referring to is the fact that if our jails fill up with a lot more people who really have mental health disorders as opposed to criminal mindsets, they often are requiring medications, and there's not a good process that's in a place that allows county court at law judges or county judges to order the administration of psychoactive medications. And because of that, a lot of personnel that work within corrections are put in danger. And so a lot of work's going on by attorney in my office and the associate judge of the mental health court, that Fred Jackson, who's attempting to find a mechanism working with Judge Flores by which we can have a process out there at the jail that'll hopefully ensure the safety of the corrections officers, because it's an extremely difficult situation. And counties are faced with the same budget constraints as state and federal government are right now, and so budget shifting doesn't really help anybody, particularly local property taxpayers. So remind your representatives and senators of this whenever you see them.
Yeah, like I said, remember back some time ago, Commissioner Weaver? I said you had big shoulders. Now you know what it means to have big shoulders, baby.
All trickles down.
Got to keep some humor with it, too.
That's right. Well, thank all of you so much for being here, and please go out there and help yourself to the cake. If there's nothing further, we are adjourned.